Kathy with the Magic Valley News. Good morning.
Good morning. So are you ready to find out what's going on this week?
Hit me with the details.
Well, one of the things to start out with is Glambia is doing their sticker contest, and that's getting close to the end. So if you're a little artsy, then you can take and go check out page 27 for details about it. They have T-shirt contest, fun prizes, plus the winner of the sticker contest gets cheese for a year. Sounds pretty good to me.
I could do with that. Now, I guess we've got down to 3 weeks before the election.
We do, and as you know, and I both reiterate, we don't tell you who to vote for or how to vote. We just want you to have the information. So you can go to our website, magicvalleynews.org, click on the voting page, and that will give you the ballot for your area and information about the issues. This November, there's an amendment, a proposition, bonds, and levies. So once again, we don't tell you how to vote. We just help you make the decision. And then on page 3, in our repeat section, we have information for you about haunted houses, mazes, live music, and more. So, and with this being the open enrollment for Medicare, there's information on that on the back page, and there's fundraisers, plays, and all kinds of stuff.
All right.
But with it being, Halloween month on the 24th, 25th, and 26th in Shoshone at the Columbia Hotel, they have the haunted house. Page 1 will give you details. And if you like plays on the 25th and 26th, there's the play Sleepy Hollow. That's at the Glenn Ferry Opera House. You can choose either a dinner show or just the show. Page 11 will help you with that. And then, as we mentioned, with this being Medicare open enrollment, between now and to the end of the month at the Magic Valley Mall, between 9 and 11, Lisa Moss, who can help you choose the best plan for you. And it's a good suggestion to go that way because there are big changes this year. Wow. I used her and she did a great job.
Oh, that's good to hear.
And then now let's get down to the really fun stuff.
Okay.
So on the 25th at 6 p.m., if you're in Twin Falls or you want to come to Twin Falls, the transitional care facility at 674 Eastland Drive is doing Halloween. So dress up your kiddies and go help the residents have a good day. Also on the 25th, Wendell's West Point Watering Hole is having their Howdy Ween party with Dustin and Rocky Mountain Raiders, page 18. Excuse me, I'm getting all choked up, all the fun things to do.
Yeah.
And then on the 26th, starting at 10, there's the Fall Craft Show and Harvest Festival. That's at the Twin Falls Fairgrounds. More information on page 15. And then at the River Christian Fellowship at 1 p.m., they're having a harvest party. Mm-hmm. But also at 1 p.m., it's like, well, what do I want to do? Do I want to take and go to the fellowship, or do I want to go downtown Twin to the parade on Main Street, and then it'll be trick-or-treating the businesses? If you still haven't wore yourself out, at 5 p.m. up in Fairfield, they're having a harvest festival at the high school gym. Mm-hmm. And then on your way back, depends on how fast you're going to do it, because in Gooding Library, they're having a murder mystery dinner.
Ooh.
And that's $25. Hagerman, these are all on the 26th. The Wilson Club is doing their Halloween party with Lane Bowen. And then at 7 p.m., the Gooding, Idaho School for the Deaf and Blind, they have a haunted fall festival at the campus, and it's $15 up, depending on how many people you're doing, and tickets are required.
Wow.
So, what you can do is check out our website. It's full of all kinds of fun information. But do you know what happens tomorrow?
What happens?
Tomorrow, we go to print for November.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so if you have a last-minute event, call me as soon as possible, and I'll see if we've got room to put it in, and that number is 208-536-0094.
Kathy.
And that's kind of what's going on for this week.
Yeah. As always, Kathy, it's always fun to talk to you. And, you know, I don't know how you find all these events, but you guys do a great job there at the Magic Valley News.
Thank you. I spend a lot of hours hunting for them. I'll be honest with you.
Well, it looks like it, and it does pay off. Kathy, thank you so much for taking a little bit of time to chat with me this morning.
You are welcome. You have a great day, and we'll see what I can come up with for next week.
I can't wait. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There you go, Kathy at the Magic Valley News.